Georgia, you're married to a ghost.
No, I'm not. But when I was in my 20s, I was living up in a hippie commune in Byron Bay, and one of the women there married a tree.
Just looking for a root like the rest of us? Then?
Yeah.
I bet you that's the first time she heard that joke as well.
Okay, Georgie, I need details. So,
what type of tree
and how did their love story progress?
It was a big eucalyptus that had those beautiful colours through it and blossoms, and he was a strong, strapping tree, one of the biggest, hardest trees on the community.
Georgie. Was it you that married this tree?
And her teepee was nearby, and she said that the spirit of the tree would come and talk to her at during the night. And anyway, she fell in love with the tree, and she organised a full ceremony. We had a beautiful lunch. There was a marquee set up, like the whole kit and caboodle.
She married
the tree. I'm telling you the absolute truth. And it was a lovely ceremony, and they were happy.
Did she kiss
for a
the
while.
Tree?
She kissed it. She hugged it. We all put our hands around it and touched it. And it was quite unique.
Did she leave or did he leave?
Well, it was unfortunate. I get it. Took me a second.
What was unfortunate, Georgie?
Well, there was a bushfire.
Oh, God. That's taking a turn, hasn't it?
Yeah. She has his ashes still in a box.
Wow. But it would be the only – the box that the ashes are in, are they in a wooden box?
That would be the only person
that's got ashes inside another relative. Okay.
Oh, Georgie, you are fabulous. Yeah.